out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
He is. Thank you. He's on again tonight. Oh my, after last night, how would he survive, huh? Well, he managed. By the grace of the Father in heaven, we are here tonight, and certainly no thanks to our enemies, ladies and gentlemen, but thanks to him. And tonight, as promised, we have lined up Reverend Lindsay Williams, who most of our audience, I'm sure, is well aware, has a lot to say about energy, the war for energy, under the guise of energy, that is being planned, of course, for Iran next. And he was there. Where? Well, he was in Alaska. He was given control of the 10 northern camps. That's right, in Alaska, the Alaska pipeline. And this goes way back, ladies and gentlemen, over a quarter of a century ago, almost 30 years ago now, I guess. And Reverend Lindsay Williams learned something that the media didn't want us to know. And he, of course, wrote the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and he wrote several other books, has produced a number of videos, and will offer again an opportunity for you to get with the program because time is short. And if we have him on the line, I will say hello to him right now.
Good evening, good evening, Rick, and thank you so much for letting me be on the Radio Avenger tonight.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, it's been a while now, Lindsay, that we've had you on, and I said, hey, it's time to have him on, especially now after this brief hiatus from outrageously high gas and oil prices, that now we once again are seeing the price of a barrel of oil go up as tensions rise and excuses mount. And, of course, we are now seeing that translate into higher prices once again at the gas pump. And I know you just returned from Cancun, right?
Yes, had a big convention down in Cancun of people from, I think there were about 10 different nations of the world. And folks are wanting answers. I'm so excited to see people getting interested. But, Rick, something happened on Friday, mm-hmm. September the 21st, 2007. Mm-hmm. That's just days ago. And people out in the listening audience, this was one of the most significant things that has taken place in years. And, Rick, I was so startled until I was almost beside myself. You know, the Saudis are supposed to be our friends. And Saudi Arabia has the largest oil field in the world. They produce more crude oil than any other country on the face of the earth. Saudi Arabia has always, since the day that their oil fields were produced, Saudi Arabia has used the American dollar as the standard currency for the sale and the trade of oil. And on Friday, September the 21st, mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia said, no more dollars for oil. I mean, Rick, this is going to branch out into some things that people don't have the slightest idea what the ramifications of it are. You see, the standard currency of the world is oil.
Hey, they'll learn tonight, Lindsay. We've got to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll get right to it, my friend. Significant news, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss it. Lindsay Williams, The Energy Non-Crisis, and much more. Right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm Rick Adams.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Lindsey Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with me tonight in this special program about what is happening in the world scene right now. And Lindsey, you've just begun to, make an important, a highly important statement, which, of course, as you know, has not reverberated in the controlled media about the decision of the Saudis to do that, do what other nations have done. And that is to end the relationship of oil to the dollar. And please tell us why this is so significant in world events right now. And what does it mean about the dollar? And what does it mean about America's economy and the world standing?
Well, Rick, tonight I'm going to give some intricate details that I've never had an opportunity to give before on your show. I gave it last week in Cancun, Mexico, to a group of between 500 and 600 people from many countries of the world. And I think tonight I need to build some background as to why all of this is so significant. Let me start with the statement that I made a moment ago. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. If only the people in the audience could understand the significance of the fact that the dollar is not the standard currency of the world anymore. The euro is not the standard currency of the world, nor the ruble. The standard currency of the world today is crude oil. And the reason the dollar is plummeting the way it is, and the Federal Reserve is not going to tell you this. Helicopter Ben is not going to go out there and let us know. Ben Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, he's not going to go and tell these things that you'll be hearing tonight. But I know what's taking place in relation to it all, and we'll give the intricate details. So everybody out in the listening audience, be sure that you have a pencil and paper, because I want to give some details and paint a picture. As someone said to me in Cancun, Mexico this past week, they said, Lindsay, we had always seen this piece of the puzzle. We saw that piece of the puzzle. We saw another piece over here. They said, we have never seen the entire puzzle put together before so that you could understand all the details of why this is so. Now, very briefly, Rick, I know I've been on your program many times, had the privilege of doing so, but just so that a few people who are newcomers to your program will want to understand the why I can say some of the things I'm saying, let me establish some credibility for a moment. It all began with me in the year 1970. You were right as you opened the program tonight and said this goes back over 30 years. It actually goes back 35 years when I went to Alaska as a missionary in 1970. That was the year they announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build that four-foot diameter, 800-mile pipeline, largest ever built on the face of the earth for the carrying of crude oil, $12 billion to be spent in 3 years' time by the private enterprise oil companies. Well, the first thing that came to my mind, 25,000 of the roughest, toughest, cussingest, orneriest, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth, they must need some spiritual guidance. And so I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, that was a company formed by nine major oil companies to build that pipeline. And I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? At first, they laughed at me. After going back over and over and over, I guess persistence paid off. They said, okay, we'll give you the northern seven camps, the big oil field at Prudhoe Bay, down the Galbraith Lake. And they said, just go up there and see what you can do. Well, I did. And about 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and he said, chaplain, you are saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. We never understood the value of a chaplain on a pipeline before because we never had one. And he said, we have just voted to give you executive status if you'll take it. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, well, you can go any place you'd like, see anything you'd like to see. We'll give you your own vehicle. And he said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity. You can't vote, but in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Everyone in the listening audience, let me try to say emphatically, for 3 years' time, I sat with the elitist of the world. The people who you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF, the top oil company officials, I lived in the dorms with them on the big oil field at Prudhoe Bay up on the Arctic Ocean in Alaska. I sat across the dinner table from them. I listened to what they had to say. I analyzed their mindset. If someone had asked me in 1970, Lindsay Williams, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth that control the world? I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had said to me in 1980, after I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth that tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, control the currencies of the world, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat in their board meetings and listened to them talk about it. Now, as a result of my life-shattering experience for 3 years with the elitist of the world, I can honestly say that there are people on the face of the earth who control the world. Now, I know their mindset. I lived with them for 3 years. I understand how they think and why they do what they do. Crude oil was chosen as a method by the elitist, and they do exist, folks. Please, believe everything you hear Rick Adams say on his program. These people do exist. There are people who control the world. There are a handful of them, and they dictate policy all over the world. These people chose crude oil as the method of controlling the world in the early 60s. Crude oil has been the currency of the world from that day until this. The dollar, up until 1 year ago, was used as the standard currency of the world, as sound as the dollar, and everyone trusted it. The first nation to say, I'm not going to use the dollar again for the sale and trade of oil, was Iran. They established their own bourse a little over a year ago, and they jumped ship and said, we don't want the dollar anymore. on the heels of Iran was Venezuela. Now, the day that Iran said, I'm not going to use the dollar for the sale and trade of oil any longer, it began, folks, please, I beg of you, listen to the statistics I'm going to give from this point on. It began the collapse of the American dollar. Now, the reason that the dollar today is below 80 basic points is because of oil. And the fact that the dollar is not being used for the sale and trade of oil anymore, the world doesn't want our paper any longer. They are sick and tired of the falling dollar, and the dollar is going to totally collapse. Take my word for it. It is going to totally collapse to the point that at some point down the line, there will be the issue of a new currency, because the standard currency of the world today is oil. And now, the startling one that just took place last Friday, September the 21st, 2007, Saudi Arabia, largest oil field on the face of the earth, produces more oil than any other country in the world. Saudi Arabia said, we're not going to peg the sale of oil on the American dollar anymore. The dollar is collapsing. The dollar has fallen too far. You know, the only people, Rick, that don't believe that the dollar is going to collapse is the American people. I go to other nations, and I went to this meeting in Cancun, Mexico last week with people from numbers of countries in the world, and they all realize that the dollar is on the way out. The only people that don't realize it is the American people. Folks, the dollar is on the collapse. It's only a matter of time. These nations have jumped ship. Now, when the oil-producing countries of the world stop using the dollar as the standard currency for the trade of crude oil, the dollar began, at that point, its collapse. Now, listen to the countries. Iran, March the 20th of 06, said no more dollars for the trade of oil. On the heels of Iran, Venezuela, fifth largest oil producing country supplier in the world, 6% of America's oil supply. And Venezuela said no more dollars for the sale of oil. Then Nigeria came along, the purest oil on the face of the earth, by the way. And they said no more dollars for the sale of oil. Then Bolivia. And then on May the 11th of 06, Russia, which, by the way, rivals Saudi Arabia now in the output and production of oil, said no more dollars. We're using the ruble. I couldn't believe it. Then on Friday, September the 21st, that's just days ago, largest oil field on the face of the earth, Saudi Arabia, marked the total demise of the American dollar by saying we aren't going to use it anymore. Now, do you wonder why real estate in America is in trouble? Do you wonder why the dollar is worth so little and inflation is literally skyrocketing? The price at the grocery stores is up 21% since January the 1st. Mm-hmm. You're paying now $5 a gallon for a gallon of milk. What is the underlying factor that has caused the collapse of the dollar, which it used to be said as sound as the dollar, the standard currency of the world, the sought-after currency by every nation on the face of the earth up until 1 year ago? What has happened to the dollar? It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
Well, if I may say so, that seems to be the $64,000 question for the media, and they're puzzled. They are just perplexed. They don't know what to do. They have absolutely no clue, they tell us, but don't worry, don't lose hope. The dollar is strong enough to rebound, and so will we. Keep the faith in the system and keep your eyes on the president's wonderful leadership. Well, we all know that that is nothing more than balderdash, as you know, Lindsay. And, of course, the use of ethanol and what it is doing to the engines of cars, what of course it's doing to the price of milk, the diversion of it. All of these things now are factoring into the plan to raise the cost of living, and energy will be the means to do it. We'll be back with you, Lindsay Williams. We'll take calls right here on the program, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, with my guest, Lindsay Williams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest, Lindsay Williams. Have you heard enough? Have you been frightened enough? Well, I guess the scriptures say something about that, don't they? About fear and how, you know, people can be manipulated once they have been made to fear what may not be known to them. We call it the fear of the uncertainty, you know, Lindsay. And we are living now in the most interesting of times, the most uncertain of times. But one thing we can be certain of, and that is the dollar is headed for total collapse. Now, as I brought out and as you have amplified on the program, this is not an accident. It is not the result of careless planning or foolish, reckless spending on the part of the Congress, as Mr. Greenspan would tell you in his new book. But in fact, it is a deliberate, intentional policy that was really outlined nearly a century ago with the establishment of the Federal Reserve System. People know what they're doing. People in the know are also in the control, and you sort of alluded to some of them a while back. So it's interesting to see that this move to sink the dollar is coinciding with the North American Union, the merger of the nations on the continent, and the Security and Prosperity Partnership, as it is called, that has all been pre-planned for us, just as the Patriot Act, you see, was already written and ready to be put into action long before 9/11 occurred. So it seems as if there's this hand, this hidden hand, as it were, and there's been a plan right from the beginning. And, of course, you being a pastor, Lindsay, and a chaplain and a minister of the gospel, you know that there is a plan, and the Bible tells us the plan. There's Satan's plan, of course, and there's God's plan. So what we're seeing really is an implementation that ultimately will lead to Satan's dominion once again over the earth and his control of this system from his very throne in Jerusalem. What we're seeing is this amalgamation power into a new world order. So we're living in unbelievable times, Lindsay. And here you are on this program, Uncensored, Radio Free America, and you're telling me, and you're going to tell us in a little while, what you told me privately about where you think gas prices and oil will be headed if, in fact, these gangsters pull off this next adventurous war in the Middle East. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But suffice it to say, Lindsay, you're absolutely right on the money, if I may use that pun. You are absolutely right, and I don't see any way that we are going to see a rescue of the dollar. It is pretty clear to me that this plan is to sink this currency and to implement a new currency, right?
Rick, you alluded to the scriptures just a moment ago, John chapter 8, verse 32.
Yes.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will scare you to death. No, that's not what it says at all. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In order to make knowledgeable decisions in life, we must know the truth. And the truth should never keep anyone awake at night.
That's it.
It should only do what the scriptures say in John chapter 8, verse 32. That is, it should set us free from worry. I sleep quite well at night. I never look behind bushes everywhere I go. People continually ask me, how are you still alive? And I say I have divine protection.
Yes.
Amidst all of these things that are taking place, if I could have chosen a time on the face of the earth when I wanted to live, now I didn't have that choice. God gave me that, did it. But if I had had a choice of any time on the face of the earth that I wanted to live, I would have chosen today. I think we're living in the most exciting days that have ever been on the face of the earth, and that's the reason that we have just prepared. And, folks, I beg of you to get this. It's free of charge. It will not cost you one penny. A survival guide in light of the events that are taking place, the plummeting dollar, in light of the fact that we are on the verge of invading Iran, on the fact that Iraq is collapsing, on the fact that Saudi Arabia has announced it won't use the dollar anymore, and the dollar is going into oblivion. In light of all of these things, folks, get ready. Get ready. So we have prepared a survival guide. Now, this is not just a little one- or two-page pamphlet. This is a book-size survival guide of everything that you could ever want or need, along with many suggestions as to what you can do in preparing your household in light of the things that are taking place today. And it's free of charge. It won't cost you one penny. And even the number to get it is free of charge. The number is 800-321-2900. They'll be glad to send it to you at no cost. They'll even pay the postage for it. We are so concerned that the American people become prepared for the inevitable. I have never been as concerned as I have since I heard on Friday of last week that Saudi Arabia is no longer using the dollar, and the average American didn't have the slightest idea that it announced the collapse, the total collapse of the American dollar. And as a result of what the Federal Reserve did in lowering interest rates a half a point, many people are predicting some major things in October.
Absolutely, yes. Well, we'll explore some of them, and we'll take some calls along the way. Join us, 800-313-9443. Lindsay Williams, my guest, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Can see it more clearly now than ever before. Lindsay Williams, my guest, the energy non-crisis and much more. And Lindsay, you've already scared probably a good percentage of our audience because we have, as you know, a number of people that still don't fully recognize this story, still don't quite understand why it is that the so-called reliable, dependable media would rather tell us about all of the happenings of Madonna in Israel and Oprah and all of the latest happenings in the Hollywood scene. Why is it they just don't have enough time to tell us about things that really matter? And, of course, they count on that not knowing as evidence that there's really nothing serious going to happen. And yet, you just made the statement before the break that October could be a very, very interesting month. What do you hear and what do you see possibly happening in October that might have some very big ramifications? Tell us, Lindsay.
Well, Rick, let me give just a brief background to this in order to come up to the point to answer your question about
yes.
October. Something that the average person can very easily see Now, remember, back just a ways, they took the price of jet fuel up to the point where it is right now. And what begun to happen to the airlines? Now, all of this was planned. Mm-hmm. It was done by design. Why would you ever pay top dollar for any company when you could bankrupt the company and then buy it for pennies on the dollar? So it was chosen to use crude oil as a method of controlling the world in the early 60s. I know. I sat in their board meetings. I listened to what the elitist of the world had to say. I knew their game plan. I heard them talk about a 30-year plan for the world. And they took the price of crude oil to where they wanted it, took the price off. Now, I'm using the illustration of the airlines, jet fuel to where they wanted. Well, what happened when the jet fuel got to the place that the airlines couldn't afford to run anymore? First of all, Eastern Airlines declared bankruptcy. Then Pan Am, a legend. I know, I'm a pilot. I'm a commercial pilot, have been for years. Pan Am, a legend, declared bankruptcy. Continental closed its doors and declared bankruptcy. That's United, the biggest airline in the free world. Mm-hmm. And who bought it? Chase bought it for $30 billion. What was it worth prior to that? Oh, many, many times that. Then U.S. Airways declared bankruptcy. Now, one after the other, the airline industry, the method of travel in America. Now, how did they do it? First of all, they took the price of fuel where they wanted it. They have the power to do this. They control the price of a barrel of oil every day from New York and London, and their representatives who sit behind the computers and tell the whole world, every oil-producing country in the world, including Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, Iran, all the rest of them, what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day. I know. I could tell you the story of Ken Fromm, a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, who laughed one day whenever I said, Ken, doesn't OPEC have anything to do with the price of a barrel of oil? He just laughed, chuckled, and said, Lindsay, come on, you sat in our board meetings. You know who controls the oil. He said, we just let OPEC think that they have something to do with it. He said, they don't have a thing to do with it. He said, we control it. So what did they do? They took the price of oil, of jet fuel where they wanted it, bankrupted Eastern, Pan Am, Continental, United, U.S. Airways, bought them for pennies on the dollar. Then they took the price of gasoline at the gas pump to $3 a gallon. I remember 1960 when I bought it for 35 cents a gallon. Now to $3 a gallon, what happens? Mothers has to go off to the job. Daddy has to go off to the job. Mm-hmm. The children get a job after school in the afternoon. And then it gets to the point that the dollar becomes so worthless, below 80 basic points, to the point that other currencies that we're equal now with Canada. This hasn't happened in over 30 years that the American dollar is on par with Canada. The euro, I talked with someone the other day that went over to France. And they said that it cost them $8 for a Big Mac. I'm not even talking about fries and drink with it. Just for the Big Mac alone, it cost them $8 just to get it. Why? The dollar is utterly worthless. And now, of all things, China, who holds $1.33 trillion of American currency, is quietly dumping it as fast as they can. The world is flooded with our paper. We bought from the world. We bought oil from Saudi Arabia. We bought everything that Walmart has from China. We bought from Southeast Asia. We bought from Mexico. We took their products, and what did we give them? Nothing but a piece of worthless paper. That's the only thing they're holding. And they are scared to death of the American paper because it's collapsing, and China's dumping it. Saudi Arabia's dumping it. They won't use it for the sale of oil anymore. Do you realize that every bit of this centers around crude oil? It's the method of control of everything on the face of the earth today. And I'm going to go a step further in order to answer your question a moment ago, Rick. I haven't forgotten it. Real estate, subprime, interest only. It's a trap. I've begged people 5 years ago, don't get in those interest-only mortgages. Don't get in that subprime market. It is going to collapse. It's a trap. Very few people paid any attention to me. Some of my friends even laughed at me back in those days. And now what's happening? Do you realize every bit of it revolves around the subject of the control factor of crude oil? Mm-hmm. And they created this massive subprime market back about 10 years ago began to get everybody involved in credit cards, debt, subprime, and then they collapsed the market. Now, whenever they collapse the market, the big bankers, who is it that the Federal Reserve has been giving all of these billions of dollars to almost daily? And if you want to get in that subject, Rick, I've really got some notes here on what the Federal Reserve did. In just a few minutes, we'll get into it. Mm-hmm. But they gave to the big bankers. I went down to the post office the other day. I thought, surely, since they're giving all these billions of dollars to the big bankers to keep them afloat and bail them out from Bank of America to Morgan to Chase to all the rest of them, I thought, well, surely they ought to have a check down there. Surely they sent me a check if they're giving all these checks to these big bankers, giving them billions of dollars, and they're bailing them out, keeping them afloat, allowing the middle class of America to totally collapse. And do you realize that every single bit of this have done by the elitist of the world that knew in advance what they were doing? They are going to own the real estate of America. The small businessman is on his way out. The person that owns that house, unless you've got it free and clear, did I have a heart-rending story. Oh, my goodness. Last week, down in Cancun, Mexico, where I was at this big convention as a speaker, and a person walked up to me who was a dear friend of many years and said, Lindsay, we were convinced, and I think by a realtor, to go and get a subprime mortgage on a house that's been in our family now for a whole generation.
Oh, my.
They said we did and invested it in some paper. They invested it. That's right. They invested it in some sort of an investment somewhere, nothing but a piece of paper. Don't invest in paper. Paper's worth what it's written on. They invested in some paper get-rich-quick scheme out there. It went under, and now they've got this huge mortgage that's supposed to roll over in a few months. And they said, we promised our parents when they died that we would never let this real estate get out of our hands. And they said, we are going to lose it because we cannot pay anything but the interest only. And now we cannot even find a company that will loan us the money so we can roll over whenever our mortgage takes place in a few months. They said, what are we going to do? Rick, it was a trap. And the elitist of the world have done every bit of this. So they bankrupted the airlines. What did they do? Bought them for pennies on the dollar. They're bankrupting the real estate market today. They're going to own the majority of the homes of America. Pennies on 7 million homes are scheduled to be foreclosed on in the United States before the end of 2007.
You get 62 or more percent of the homeowners who are mortgaged.
Oh, goodness, yes. Yeah. In fact, Jim Cramer, who is the financial editor of NBC Television, he came apart a few weeks ago. In fact, that's one of the DVDs, by the way, that I'll send you in my packet. If you want to see Jim Cramer come apart on NBC Television News, he literally lost it. I couldn't believe. I don't know why he even holds his job. Along with Lou Dobbs on CNN News, I have to congratulate these men. They've been willing to step out and say some things. And he said 7 million homes are scheduled to be foreclosed on in the United States of America because of the teaser loans by the end of 2000. Now, I want to add that up. Come on now, folks. Write this down. Add it up for yourself. The average home is $250,000. And, of course, they're going up from there. The average home, that was 7 million homes foreclosed on by the end of 2007. That's 21 trillion, and we've only got $9 trillion of national debt. That's $21 trillion that will come out of the economy of the United States of America from the foreclosures alone by the end of 2007, and there are more rollovers on the teaser loans and subprime market loans next year in 2008 than they are in 2007. Now I'm going to answer your question. You asked me a few moments ago, what do you think is going to happen in October? I think there are two things that are inevitable. It may happen in October and it may not, but there are two things that are inevitable. Number one, the United States of America has got to invade Iran. I mean, there is no way around it. Our president can't get away from it. He must start war because of the condition of the economy, right? And he's got to do something to take attention off of himself. His ratings are so low he didn't even have a rating left. And something's got to happen. The inevitable is there. We have four armadas of ships. We have two aircraft, or maybe three aircraft carriers, waiting in the Persian Gulf on battle ready. And now, the day that we invade Iran, this is a prediction. Now, write it down.
Yes.
And tell me later if I'm right or wrong. The day that we invade Iran, the price of gasoline at the gas pump is going to go to $9 to $11 a gallon within a matter of hours.
That's an incredible figure.
Yeah, 40% of the crude oil on the face of this earth travels through the Strait of Hormuz. That's where the battle will take place around Iran. There are Chinese silkworm missiles aimed at that very spot by Iran, and they've said they'll use them. Russia and China have said that they'll come to Iran's rescue if we do anything against them. The day that we invade Iran, you're going to have gasoline $9 to $11 a gallon, and with the subprime market the way it is and the number of mortgage companies and lenders that have gone under, oh, my goodness, I had a figure here a little while ago. I'll try to find it in my notes if I can. How many thousands of jobs have been lost just since January the 1st of this year in the subprime lending market institutions? It is appalling how many people have lost their jobs and how many people are out of work because of this. You put all this together, and 142 mortgage lenders have closed their doors since January the 1st. I mean, this thing is much more drastic than the average person knows about. The CEO of the largest mortgage lender in America, Countrywide Finance, the CEO is Angelo Mazzero. Now, we just got these statistics the other day. Between June the 15th and August the 15th, Mr. Angelo Mazzero, who is the CEO of the largest lending institution in America for the lending of home mortgages, Countrywide Financial, between June the 15th and August the 15th, Mr. Angelo Mazzero sold $26.71 million of Countrywide shares that he owned. Why? He knew it was coming. He saw it. He knew it was going to happen. He knew it before it happened. And as a result, he sold all of these shares. Now, you see, the elitists know all of this. They know what's taking place. There is going to be an approximate one-third loss in the stock market of the United States of America at some point. Mark my words. There's no way that the dollar can continue its collapse, and they're already saying that they're expecting the Federal Reserve to have another decrease in interest rates in just the next few months' time. There's no way this can happen without totally collapsing the dollar. Every time you decrease interest rates, foreigners will not buy our T-bills and our securities any longer in order to monetize our national debt. And when this happens, there's only one thing that can happen. The dollar goes down further in its value. And mark my words, every time you lower interest rates, you're going to go down a few more points on the dollar until the dollar is going to see a total collapse. As someone said to me the other day down in Cancun, they said, well, Chaplain Williams, we would never give up our greenbacks. We would never give up our dollar. We believe in the American dollar. I said, the day that you have to take a wheelbarrow load of dollars to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread, I said, you'll beg the Federal Reserve to give you a new currency. You see, they will create the problem and then create the solution, and every bit of it is a part of their total plan.
Well, that's what they did to Germany in the 1930s, and that's exactly what they're doing to us. And Germany fought back, and you know what happened. We are not fighting back today, and we've already lost the battle, I'm afraid, and as a result, because most Americans are not even beginning to have a clue as to what is really going on. They know there's something wrong, Lindsay. They suspect that they're being lied to by their government. In fact, the polls show that the approval rating of their Congress is even lower than Mr. Bush's approval rating, but they can't quite put their finger on it. Somehow, they entertain the delusion, as you know, that maybe we'll be able to just go on merrily along on this roller coaster until we come right back down, flat on the ground, safely returning from our trip. Well, it is not going to be safe, it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be painless. Unfortunately, with the scenario you've painted, should any of these things happen, especially the war, within either the next few months or by next March or so, we are going to see some disastrous consequences across the globe, not just here in America. And that, Lindsay, is the master plan, as you know. And we're going to be watching it, we're going to be seeing it, and we're going to be predicting certain things that will happen following that debacle. So it's fascinating. But we're going to take a break. Lindsay Williams, and we'll make that offer again and that you want to make tonight. We're going to take some calls now. People are already on the lines waiting to talk to Lindsay Williams, the energy non-crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay has been there, done that. He knows whereof he speaks. And tonight you're hearing nothing but truth, and you won't hear anywhere else. So our number is 800-313-9443. You got a question? You better call in right now. Lindsay Williams, my guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Support Republic. We'll be right back with your calls and much more. Stay tuned.
Boom. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We're back now with Lindsay Williams, 800-313-9443. Lindsay, are you ready for a call?
I am ready, Rick.
We'll intersperse calls with much more that you have to tell us, but I know we have some people waiting on the lines, and let's start with Leslie in Virginia first. Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Mr. Williams, and I agree with everything you have to say, but I want to go one step further. We had the president of Iran speak before the Columbia University, and the media, as you know, is owned by the central bankers. They own the media. And the people there, I mean, they showed nothing but disrespect to the president of Iran. And we never got to the major issues, because if you looked at the major media, it was homosexuality, blah, blah, blah. We never got to the issue how the Iran said, to heck with the dollar. They're going euro and no longer going to peg the oil to the dollar. And as you know, you mentioned Saudi Arabia, and we need to get accountability back and to the media and put some real pressure onto the media and Congress, because we're not getting the information that you're speaking of. And everything that you said is absolutely correct. And you mentioned Bush's ratings. Well, why should Mr. Bush care? Because the LaGuardian in 2001 reported in the Carlyle Group his investments in Mexico with the oil and gas explorations. I mean, these guys in Congress and all the way up to the top to the executive branch are lining their pockets with conflicts of interest. And the central bankers, and they're never mentioned in the media because they own the media, they're laughing. And you know who the names are, because the average person in the United States would think Bill Gates is the richest man, or the second or third, Buffett, or in the world. And that is not true. They are paupers compared to these people. And their names are Baring, Mr. Fold, the Kuhn family, Mallett, Rockefellers, Rhodes, Rothschilds, Schroeders, Spires, the Dillons, the McCormicks, the Morgans, Vanderbilts. I mean, these are the people. These are the known titans of the banking industry. And their names need to be published, and it needs to be shouted from the rooftop. We are not getting the information of the central bankers that are running the show here, that control the media, that are putting us into this situation, because we have allowed it, and I blame the American people.
Well, Leslie,
that's who I blame firmly.
Leslie, aren't we so glad that we have Rick Adams out here for everyone who is willing to listen? The national media won't cover it. But be assured of one thing, Rick Adams is covering it night after night, and we have him to tell everybody who is willing to listen.
Well, we have a responsibility to our brothers and sisters to get the word out, because you know what is coming. It is so bad that they won't even put food and energy in the consumer price index today. You're aware of that.
That's right.
And you're also aware of Mr. Greenspan, his participation in this, and how he set this whole thing up with the about the mortgages. I'm talking about how he dropped the rates dramatically. And as you know, there is no recovery for the average Joe Blow out here that has gotten to these real estate mortgages, variable rates. There will be hope if they start calling Congress and do the most simplest task, like the hate crime legislation, like the amnesty, because the Carlyle Group and these international bankers, they destroyed Mexico. And it's really sad, because when you see Bush going to Mexico and the others, they do not
Leslie,
understand.
Leslie, you want to hang on?
Sure.
You may. We just got a minute break for hour number two coming right up. We'll be right back with you and Lindsay Williams and our listeners right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams. With